I'm a smooth pimp who loves the pussy, and Tubby here is my black man servant. What?
Welcome to the Fuck Shop!
Ladies, 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 Jay and Silent Bob are ready to hit him!
What the fuck is the internet? What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
Hey, watch the language, little boy. There's female present.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to the Zone 5 Sports Hoop, Hammer, and the Talking Walnut Show. This week we have a couple special guests. Mr. J-Train and the Bricklayer will be joining us.
No Mr. Bricklayer?
So, Mr. Well, we'll figure out whether or not he earns that title here shortly.
Hey, just wait. I thought of something funny. Your mama.
You got to start it with it now.
Right on.
I'm trying to get it rolling.
Right on.
Well done.
You know, mm-hmm. We need to get off mamas. Because I just got off
yours. Got off yours.
Thong bets. We'll do a little housekeeping here, and that'll roll into our first topic. Thong bets. Next week, Hammer is going to be donning a lovely leopard thong.
I'll honor it.
Yep. As of last week, our thong bet was that McNair would move teams this week, and Hammer lost. I did not.
Yes,
so he's still a member of the Tennessee Titians.
Yeah, but you
last time I checked,
Titians.
You fucks are paid up though.
IANS
on your thong bets with the old Calgary Dallas.
Well, and yikes. You know who first picked Ottawa and then switched to Calgary.
Because
I Ottawa. I know, but I had meant to pick Calgary, so I would stay true, you know.
Me. Yeah, your Flames went up 3-2, and then proceeded to shit the bed on the road in Game 6.
Shit the bed.
And then came back home to the Saddle Dome Game 7, and thanks to J.S. Jaguar got shut out 3-0. What's
Did
up?
Did you just say,
He killed the Wild in their rounds.
Little bastard. Doesn't he hold the record for shutout streak?
Damn it, yes!
From that year.
Yeah, see, that's exactly why I picked Calgary, though, because they had the hot goal.
Street knowledge.
Yeah, let's have some side conversations during the show.
That's why we got two mics.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so Hoop's done in the thong, and so am I, thanks to Marty Turco and the effing Dallas Stars. Yes, last week's jackhole. Appreciate it.
Fuck! He called him a jackhole and then picked them to go the whole way.
Well, no, I determined he was a jackhole after they were down 3-1 and going to lose last week.
So. Shut up, you fucking lost.
Uh-huh.
Bet on your boy.
Also, the only thong bet team, the New Jersey Devils, that got out of the first round, Hammer, is the only one of us right now, the three of us, not wearing a thong. So
here's to you, man. Sucking my dick.
Uh-huh.
I suppose, eh?
So, do you ever get used to this shit or what? This is my first
thong. It does. It gets comfortable. Unfortunately, I've worn many thongs this season. Even though we've been doing thong bets for 2 years, and the Hammer lost most of the thong bets in the beginning.
I'm on a roll, baby.
I'm on a bad streak.
Doing the Dante roll.
However, speaking of Hammer, I will just throw it out there. Your Devils did get a solid ass pounding last night by the Carolina Hurricanes. Six rip, and they pulled Brodeur. What's up?
Brodeur cut him. They should cut him now in the playoffs. Trade him while he's hot.
Carolina gave him the alligator fuckhouse.
Nice.
They'll be all right. They'll be back. 15-game winning streak snapped last night.
Snapped.
Unbelievable.
Snapped is the key. Friday night, definitely a precursor to what will no doubt be the most exciting series in round two. Ottawa and Buffalo put up 13 goals. Buffalo tied the game with 10 seconds left after Ottawa, again, shit the bed and missed an open net, which would have sealed game one. Chris Drury got the game winner, former Av-turned-Sabre, 16 seconds into overtime. So, Hoop. Still regret not picking Ottawa?
I am not regretting that. I always stick with my decisions, right or wrong. Live with it.
Win or lose, cut in half.
Here and over there.
Live with the shit and hit the bed, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
That's when somebody chimes in.
Dude, you're a train wreck.
Right on.
Just so you know, Hammer's been drinking since 10, and it's going to get ugly.
It will. Let's do a little housekeeping on this shot. I thought of why we're shooting this one today, because we got...
We gotta have a reason to do a shot.
We got all our boys here, so let's salute the boys.
Salute.
The boys.
Salute.
Good times.
Nice.
Great old
Cheers,
years,
nice.
Bitches.
Oh, damn.
Get that fucking Canadian beer out of here.
Like I always say, somebody's got to host a show.
You know so. I want to build a wall along the border of Canada and the United States because I'm tired of those fuckers.
Yeah, reference the sports show. What was it? Episode number 11,
racial
I believe.
Divide.
Where Hammer and I solve the racial divide, and he wants to put a wall up along Canada, and everybody move to Planet Cool, where
yeah.
he's the president.
Yeah, but when I get there, I'm president, I'm changing it to Planet Wigwam. It's our role.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let's get back to the topic.
It was episode number 9.
Was it?
For all you,
thank you very much.
Aficionados. This year, the NBA playoffs seem to be a shades of old school years past with hard fouls, game-winning shots at the buzzer, and trash-talking night after night. So, Hammer, has it drawn you in yet, or is it still way too goddamn early?
I've seen an hour of all the playoffs, like 3 games, maybe an hour's worth. Pretty fucking boring. I don't know. I don't get it.
You don't get what?
I don't get the NBA playoffs. The finals I'll watch, but I've been watching a lot of hockey. I'd rather watch hockey playoff than basketball playoff because it's just better. It's just good.
Because you don't like black people, isn't it?
No, wow.
he thinks he's half black, so he's that mulatto guy.
Yeah, he's the mulatto.
Nothing to do black or white.
But you know what it is, and I was thinking of this midweek, is...
It's so long,
is if it, there's a much better chance that each hockey game versus each basketball game will go to overtime, and it's done at one particular second. Not a 5-minute or 8-minute or however long NBA overtimes are. So
that's
the
why
drama's
it's called sudden death.
Correct.
That
J-train.
That's what makes it exciting.
Boy, that broadcasting school is really paying off. Okay.
Nothing beats a shootout, though, at the end of a freaking overtime game.
Awesome.
Best thing in sports, man.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
They always say that, too. The most exciting play in sports or whatever.
Used to be a penalty shot.
Used to be a penalty shot.
But now?
It's watered down beyond
belief.
I can
get 5 of those.
I love it.
Yes, indeed. Hey, the Dolphins this week gave Marcus Vick a weekend rookie mini camp invite to test his mettle. Dolphins coach Nick Saban was quoted by saying, "It's only a date. We aren't getting married, fellas." While deciding what position Vic might play, if any, Saban said, "Part of our evaluation is his personality and attitude off the field." So, Hoop, is this kid going to cut it or what?
I think he will cut it. Obviously, he's a great athlete. He's got some freaking mental issues like 50% of the NFL players do anyways. I could see him switching him to receiver, just like they try to do with Slash.
Good.
Warrick
Dunn, running back, maybe.
What? Warrick Dunn was a quarterback?
Or not a Warrick Dunn, but Dunn.
Jesus Christ.
What's his name?
Warrick Dunn.
Warrick Dunn.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the show, Ron.
Hi.
If he was a running back, he kind of remind me of him.
But if he was a quarterback.
They're not even, Warrick Dunn's like 5'9". Marcus Vick is 6 foot.
So doesn't mean he can't run the ball?
What?
Ron's got
you're
six
one,
inches of shit.
You're the one that just compared Warrick Dunn to Marcus Vick.
And Warrick Dunn is a nice fella. He's got good morals,
Ron. He's a good fella.
He does, actually.
No, skills-wise, maybe.
Maybe.
The way he runs, because Marcus Vick looks like a running back sometimes.
Wow. He does, but not anything like Warrick Dunn. That's like comparing Barry Sanders to Eddie George. You got Warrick Dunn, you got a cutter compared to a straight up and down runner.
Well,
right on. All right, man.
Nice choice, man. Cool. No, the Dolphins got a lot of choices, though. If they pick him up, they get running back,
you know what?
Wide receiver.
If it's Marcus Vick, I'd give him a shot just to see what he's got. Because obviously he's a good player, but he's got to clear up his fucking mental health, dude. He's got to,
I believe in giving people a second chance, too, but what he did kind of reminded me of the bat-throwing incident that just happened to me.
That was horrible.
There's not a big difference between the two because what he did by stomping on that guy's leg, he was trying to injure that
guy. Exactly. And that was only one thing that he did. He did so many other things.
Yeah,
but
right. That was the most publicized because it was nasty. And, they had
and
it
was
right
on TV,
camera.
National TV.
It was big time.
I'm all for giving people second chances, too, but and that's why NFL teams go so much into the character issues because Randy Moss, how'd that work out?
Drop big time.
Worked out great
in
for us for 5 years or whatever.
It was awesome.
I mean, all those guys with those weapons charges and all that. Great, Lawrence Phillips, how'd that work out for the
oh my
though.
God
for the Rams?
Yep.
Yeah, but he turned out to be a piece of shit.
Well,
I think
so that's
Vic could have a chance because
Yeah, he could.
He's got good talent, man.
He could.
It depends on where you go. If you have a supporting coach,
yep.
You know, somebody that supports you and is willing to forgive and forget.
Saban's one of those coaches.
Well, it's someone who's going to be on top of a player, too. But I still think, along with the second chance conversation, that Ontario Smith, we should have gave another chance to the Vikings anyways. I think he's gonna be a good running back in the league. You'll see.
Yeah, four chances. That's
he's trying out up north.
The Terminator, the governor of California, Arnold.
Yeah.
Geez. Once one, not one, but two teams in L.A. Paul Tagliabue said, "My greatest failure as commissioner is that L.A. does not have an NFL team." Yesterday, in an ESPN Sports Nation poll, 62% of people surveyed said that L.A. would have one team. In the next 5 years, 8% said two teams, and 30% said none. So, Hammer, what's your vote? They can have one, two, or none.
Give them a team. Yeah, they'll have it.
Give them a team.
Oh, no.
So, they can have one?
Yeah, they'll have one in 5 years.
Okay.
Is this a thong bet? A 5-year thong bet?
You got all kinds of shit going on in your head right now.
I really wasn't paying attention. I was stirring my drink.
Our software only keeps track of 6-month thong bets.
I didn't know I was up the bat swinging.
Well, pay attention, man.
Put me in the game,
do us all a favor. Pay attention. Oh. My thoughts on it, give LA a team and then give Vegas a team. That's what I think.
I think Vegas will get one no matter what.
The gamblers?
I doubt it. What do you mean? That's been the hardest place for the NFL to put a team. They don't want one there because of all the gambling and everything.
If the NFL wants their image cleaned up so much that they limit touchdown celebrations, there ain't no in hell they're going near casinos.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Point.
But I think
good
there
point.
Will be eventually a team in Vegas. I mean, you just can't stop the money.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. Someone's going to pay $1 billion freaking dollars to put a team in Vegas. There's going to be one there. There's going to be a new commissioner. It's the new time. I don't
cheerleaders
know.
Cheerleaders would be sweet.
Why? Man. Like, they're going to allow, like, thong bikinis
hookers,
on the sideline.
You got it. It's Vegas. It's Sin City.
So what are they going to be called? What would they be called? Like, the Mirage Miragers? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Caesar's
Las
Bitches.
Vegas
I don't
win.
Know.
Nice.
Las Vegas win.
Love it.
They'd be called What Happens Here Stays Here.
Those commercials are
nice.
Money.
This game never happened.
This game never happened. I make a phone call. That fucker ain't playing tomorrow.
All right, fellas. Our boys are in the news again. Fran Foley. The Minnesota Vikings director of player personnel was dismissed after only 3 months on the job. It was a league-wide news article about a month ago when it came out that he had a couple discrepancies on his resume. And then after criticism over a poor draft, the Vikes decided to part company with Foley. So I want to back up here a second. First, you had the Wizenator. Then you had the Love Boat scandal, and for those of you that can't see Hammer, he's wearing a circa Fred Smoot number 29 jersey with the name Love Boat on the – or 27, excuse me, with the name Love Boat on the back.
Bitches.
So, yeah, the Wizenator, the Love Boat scandal.
The traitor.
Yeah, the Culpepper injury mixed in with all that was the head coach getting nailed for scalping Super Bowl tickets.
Awesome.
Dante wanting to get out of town via trade, and now the Foley debacle. So let me ask this question to you, Hoop. Is Ziggy Wolf on suicide watch?
He's not on suicide watch because most of that stuff that happened before his reign started. He's trying to clean it up. It's hard. He's never been involved with an NFL team before.
This is really his first one.
He's just getting started. He's really only been on the job for freaking, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah.
It's going to take some time for him to clean house, but he will clean house.
But doesn't a business have the right to fire somebody if they lied on a resume?
Exactly.
Oh,
and that's why later I'll be naming Fran Foley as my Jack Hole of the Week.
This is going to be a fucking mess.
Because he's sitting there talking about they wrongfully fired him even though he was a dumbass and lied about everything on his resume.
So, let me just ask you this question. If you had to come up with some kind of a resume like that, what would hook us up here?
It's funny you should ask that. Because I just happen to have a resume ready for the player pro personnel.
Are you going to read that whole fucking thing?
I'm going to read the whole thing. It's not very long. Is that okay? I want you to give me feedback whether you'd hire me or not.
That's what you call putting brakes on the show.
No.
It puts the brakes on the show. I just want to... I churched up my resume.
We got to get a train to break
I churched
effect.
Up my resume just like Fran Foley.
Churched
did.
It up.
I churched it up. As far as player
for this
pro
show?
Personnel, yep, churched it up. Pro decisions go, I think I'm
Sunday.
Fully qualified because successfully drafted a championship team that placed. Did I say team? It's the beer talking. Played placed players and personnel in position to win a Super Bowl. You know, it doesn't matter if the Super Bowl was in fantasy football. I can church it up for my resume, just like Fran Foley did. It's still a Super Bowl, right?
Fantasy football team.
It's still a championship, right? It's still a championship.
Under oath, you can't argue with it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Love it.
Work history, I was a government employee from 91 to 95. Granted, it was in U.S. Navy as an enlisted man, but still a government employee. And while I was there, I happened to be involved in foreign relations over there in Yokosuka, Japan.
And then some.
And then some. So,
ching, ching, nama, nama.
See how I'm churching it up there? Yeah, I was out drinking with nice. The locals.
Mushy, mushy.
Now, my athletic history. Mushy, mushy. Yeah, right on. Ching, ching, nama, nama.
I remember the shit.
Diddy bow.
Like those chicks last night.
That means lose your bra in something.
In some,
kind of
check this out with my athletic history. That just like Fran Foley churched it up, I was a 4-year starter at defensive end for the United States Navy. Now, people might think that that's the United States Naval Academy, even though it was just some local freaking team over in Japan. Right. But, hey.
It looks good.
Fran Foley pulled it off. Looks Why can't I good. Pull it off? I was a starting left fielder for the United States Navy. Granted, it was a softball team, but... Hey, man, Fran Foley pulled out, and I boxed internationally.
Yes, you did.
Which was on the base.
And you fucking won.
I fucking won. Check out my volunteer history, too. This is showing me giving back to the community. I launched aircraft for the United States Navy from 91 to 95. I volunteered to do that. Yes, I signed my life away, but that was still voluntary.
You weren't drafted.
And while I was over there, I defended the Iraqi and the Kuwaiti people from an evil dictator. During that same time.
You said dick.
Look at that, man. I'm a freaking saint. Hire me as your player pro personnel.
Yes, for sure. I bet you run a fucking quickie mart.
That's all I got.
I'm
the best part about that whole resume, Kuwaiti with a Q. Nice.
Well,
I had a 6-year-old awesome. Do my last resume.
Yeah.
So
I'll cheer to that. I'm all fucking A. You should
be right on, brother. Right. Cheers.
All
right,
more great shots. Resume.
Dave, you got a pretty good one too then. It's almost just like Jay's.
Mm-hmm.
Bricklayer has the same resume.
Sorry, Bricklayer.
Solid. You guys ran into each other overseas, too. That's the rumor around town.
Small world, small world.
Last week, 13-year-old Dakota Dowd was given a sponsor's exemption to play in the LPGA Gin Clubs and Resorts Open in Kissimmee, Florida. Dakota's mom was recently diagnosed, and this is rough, with terminal bone and liver cancer, and ultimately does not have much time to live. So Bobby Gin, the company's founder, gave Dakota's mom, Kelly Jo, a replica trophy of the tournament's championship. Dakota finished the first day, however, 2 over par, 74, and the second day with a 10 over par, 82, missing the cut by 8 strokes. But she had a storybook start. She birdied the first hole. So, Hammer, is this a feel-good story, or is this chick for real?
It's always a feel-good story, and you won't know if it's for real in 2-3 years. You know, it's still the Michelle.
He's talking about now, man. He's talking about now. Is it?
It's a feel-good story.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly what it is right now, but you got to wait to know the results. So, I don't know. I don't watch much of women's golf, but it's a cool story.
Does it have any relevance that a 13-year-old that didn't earn her way in, that was given a special spot,
it's awesome.
was 2 shots behind the world's number one female awesome. Player, Annika Stormstam, after 1 round?
What's her name?
That Swedish bitch.
Hey, I got a lot of problems in my life, awesome. Too. Are they going to let me go out and swing the bat a couple times at a major league game or maybe kick
tight.
A field goal? Probably not.
My dad died when I was 8. That'd be awesome.
Can I go hit BP?
Okay. I'm fat. Can I kick a field goal?
Michelle's got to be good looking. You can fall short of that.
Well, I'm bad looking, and so that's why they should give me a chance.
I agree with Hammer. I agree with Hammer. It's a feel-good story, but obviously she's a pretty damn good golfer. So.
And it's good for her because she's going through so much in her life right
isn't,
now.
Isn't isn't Michelle Wee 13 also, or is she a little bit older than that?
She's
like 16.
She's 16.
16. Yeah.
Who also this week made the cut in the first men's
round.
Tournament.
You know, yeah, in some countries.
2 rounds. Asian tour.
Exactly. And how long was the fucking course? Like 30 feet? I mean, dude, she's not playing on one of the major courses. I don't want to hear about her playing with men when it's not a major. What the fuck are you looking at me
major
like
that for? Major course? What are
you talking about? It's going to be a first roll.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Like Augusta.
Okay, so in a major?
I'm so talking about a big course. The course she's probably playing on
is like
she's playing with 6,000
yards.
I can't tell you the yardage.
Exactly. The yardage is probably a lot lower, so she's probably able to hit with the men.
It's not a 7,500-yard course.
But the
So what you're trying to say is it'll make news when it's the PGA Tour.
Exactly. Okay. That's exactly.
When
thank you for clearing that up.
A major men's tour, that would be amazing.
That's what I'm saying.
Just trying to figure you out. I'm not looking at you.
And say, I fucking quit.
Dude, I will break this bottle and gut you with it. That's
wouldn't
exact,
be the first time.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say, is when she makes the cut, even in the first round of a major of a PGA
top
10, Tour.
Top five.
No, even just, no, what the fuck are you talking about?
Michelle Wee. What?
There's men that don't even make the top five or top 10 anyway. If she makes the cut even, if she makes the cut on the first round on the PGA Tour, that's when it'll be legit. Any woman that makes the cut on the first round. Has it happened yet? I don't think so.
Well, funny you say that, because the cut is after the second round. You said the cut on the first round. So there's no cut after the first
round. There's no cut?
No.
All right.
Okay.
Sweet.
I don't consider golf one of the major sports, so I'm not going to feel offended that I don't know it that way.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Get your fucking hand off me.
All right, let's
good
roll.
Good times. B. Bonds is now two dingers away from tying Babe Ruth on the all-time home run list. And last week that's funny.
You like that?
Good times.
We got to get a webcam.
We got to get a webcam, because if obscene gestures paid me $1, I'd retire
tomorrow.
I think
webcam would probably spoil this whole show.
Yeah. There's no question.
We are made for radio.
So the last couple days, it was announced that a grand jury has subpoenaed the two authors of the book Game of Shadows, in which they give details about Bonds' alleged steroid use. The subpoena is going to focus on the naming of sources of those individuals and documents that will determine whether or not Bonds perjured himself to a grand jury in December 2003. Well, so here's the bottom line is they've subpoenaed these guys, so they're either going to – one of two things are going to happen. They're going to find out that these guys are frauds, or Bonds is going to go down hard.
Exactly.
So,
and that's what they got to do. I mean, if they
Hammer,
gonna,
which is it? What do you think is going to happen?
What do I think is going to happen? Holy shit. I don't know. I'm not a fucking juror. I'm not here in the trial, but do I think Bonds was on steroids? Yes. Did these guys lie? I don't know. Yeah. They make all this shit up? Could have.
Just so you know, listeners, actually all the longtime listeners are going to know this, but when Hammer is not like fully engaged or paying attention,
I don't know.
He'll just repeat the question and then go into his own little theory of what's going on.
But asking a question of speculation. Yeah, but we can speculate all we want.
What do you think this show's about? It's all speculation. All
right. Speculation and opinion.
Fry his ass. Give him the death penalty.
We're talking about the writers, not Barry Bonds, you dumbass.
Fry them too.
Jesus.
I'm all about it.
Cook everybody.
Cook them all. Jesus,
let
man.
God sort them out
so
right
you,
now.
But seriously, a second, these guys, this is uncharted waters. Because
it is.
In theory, this week, he could break or tie Babe's record, and at the end of the same week, be banned for life from baseball.
Right, but they're putting Barry Bonds on an island right now, and they're getting him. They need to go after all of baseball. You just don't go after one guy just because he's going to break a story record like Babe Ruth.
Well,
never got caught. If he didn't get caught, he didn't do steroids as far as I know. Do I think he did? Yes. The guy ballooned like a fucking mushroom, dude.
Look at the guy.
Yeah.
Ballooned like a mushroom.
Oh, whatever it is.
That's awesome.
Ballooned like a balloon.
I like it. Nice.
With the weights obviously makes you bigger, but if you look at
but
that
if he
guy,
never got caught?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just like Kinsey.
And I blame all this shit on Bud Selig, man. It's his fucking
that's
fault.
Why he's Jack Hole of the
it
century.
All comes exactly. down to the each individual. Everybody makes their own choices.
Right.
You know, yes, your parents will try to raise you right, but you're still going to make your own choices in the end. And
exactly.
these guys are making their own decisions. You can't blame Bud Selig.
Speculate.
But
all
I agree
you
with
want.
I agree with the Smig though, as far as the two writers, that it's going to figure out whether or not they're legit or if they're just, you know, making
that's
shit
true.
Up.
Didn't Barry's girlfriend help with this book too?
Oh, she was a contributor, yeah.
Contributor,
she,
you
yeah.
know, and she could be out for vengeance,
you mean
jealousy reasons.
You mean mistress?
Yeah, whatever.
Nice.
You're right, it is.
This huge, bitch.
Huge difference between girlfriend
that's
and mistress,
good point.
By the way.
That's a good point.
Right on.
Okay.
Ron's got neither. I mean, Hoimer.
Barbaro took the run for the roses yesterday and remained undefeated in winning the first leg of the Triple Crown by 6.5 lengths. Barbaro's trainer, Michael Matz, in 1989 was on a United Airlines flight 232 bound for Chicago from Denver when it crashed in Sioux City, Iowa. He went back and pulled three kids from the wreckage who were now adults and on hand yesterday to watch Barbaro win the or become the
Why
sixth.
Why is everything like a grim story? And
sixth,
I don't know.
That's media, dude.
But he was the sixth undefeated horse to win.
Let him finish.
So, Hoop, but Hoop, do you think Barbaro has a shot in hell at winning the Triple Crown?
I have no freaking idea, man. I am not into horse racing. Anyway, there hasn't been a Triple Crown winner since when?
78, and it was affirmed.
The Missile of Mars.
I don't know.
What do you think, Hammer?
Affirmed in 78.
What the Executioner.
The Hammer doesn't think a whole lot.
No shit, he's still over there just babbling. What the fuck?
Pissing me off.
Most shows he lets me finish the question.
Exactly.
Right.
He's having a little. He's under.
What are you gonna do? Here's the bottom line I wish would happen with the Triple Crown. What usually happens is the Kentucky Derby horses that are maybe supposed to win it. Because they didn't win it, they sit them out in the Preakness, the second leg, to bring them back in the third leg, the Belmont, to try to, if there is a consecutive Derby and Preakness winner, to try and not allow them to win the Triple Crown. In order to race in the second or the third race, you should have had to race in the ones before it. See what I'm saying? Meaning, you shouldn't be allowed to race in the Preakness unless you ran in the Derby. And you shouldn't be allowed to run in the Belmont unless you ran in the Preakness and the Derby.
What does Preakness mean? You lost me at Preakness,
man. Oh, my
man.
God.
What the fuck
Holy
is that?
Holy shit.
I saw
and why are we
stallion.
Talking about horse racing? God damn.
The Kentucky Derby was yesterday.
Dante. I'd rather talk about Dante than fucking horse racing.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Fuck horse. It's not even a human.
Yeah.
You know what? If you race like monkeys against horses, that would be the fucking bomb.
Every one of those horses is on roids.
Yeah, they're on the clear. They're on the clear.
Yeah.
I got a question for you guys though.
Yeah,
check
race
this out. Didn't ESPN when they brought up like the top 50 athletes of the century or whatever?
Secretariat
like in the top 10?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you put a horse as an athlete?
Unbelievable.
Athlete is like a human term.
Maybe they are athletes, but they should have their own class.
Well, exactly.
Why
but
would you
not,
ever compare them to a human being?
Exactly.
Ever?
And why would you say the jockey is an athlete when he's riding on the back
actually,
of
I've heard they are
horse
pretty
it's
much.
Hauling ass.
I've actually heard
that
they're pretty good shape.
Athlete? It's just a midget on the back of a horse.
Who are you talking to?
The ball.
Oh, my God.
Whoever's listening.
I told you. Didn't I tell you by halfway through the show this fucker would be a train wreck?
Halfway? Are we halfway?
I say he wears a thong just because he proved you right.
Goddamn right. Put it over your head. Put the thong on your head. Do it.
Good time.
Do it.
This week. Take
yours off. I'll throw it on. I can't believe I said that.
Just leave it on. He'll put it on. I don't know how that'll work, but he'll do it.
This week, wow. Earl Woods lost his battle with prostate cancer, and Tiger said his hero, his best friend, and his role model were his dad, and he will be dearly missed. So, Hammer, do you think he's going to win the U.S. Open by more or less than 10 strokes?
I think this is a thong bet here, boys, and I'll say he crushes the field by 10.
When is it? When's the U.S. Open?
July 16th, or June, excuse me. No. It's week and
a half. Anywho, this is a future thong bet.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Really?
What?
What? Is that a bet? You accept the bet?
I'm not accepting the bet. 10 strokes?
He's going to feel by 10 strokes.
Victory.
You got to put the mic down there.
That's not that big a victory.
10 strokes?
That's a big victory.
Holy shit.
It's not a major, like, oh
in
my God.
In a major
God,
event, 10 strokes?
You
dude,
give
that's
me,
ridiculous.
Give me a couple more strokes, I'll make
I
that
I don't
bet.
Know about ridiculous, but it's definitely worth talking about.
So you want,
hell no. If
you
he
want
wins
two
by
strokes?
Five, he crushes.
I want two strokes. I want two more strokes, and then I'll make the bet.
You ain't getting it.
I ain't stroking you one
oh, more
goddamn time.
Take him on the bed.
Well, go ahead.
You
if you guys think
on?
It's such a sure bet, why aren't you guys jumping in on the thong bet?
Someone's going to take me? What's
here,
up?
Here's why I'm scared.
Tiger's going to crush.
Hold on. Smig is afraid because he's wearing his first thong and it doesn't feel good.
Actually, I kind of like it.
He's a little gun shy. Wait a second.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you guys keep saying that you're wearing thongs, but I'm
exactly. That's why it has
sure.
to be displayed.
God
I want to hear a screech.
Good thing we don't have
a webcam. Dave, I'm sorry you
had to be here.
That's handlebars, man.
Good thing we don't have a webcam. We just showed him the sides.
You grab those, just grip it tight and ride.
Here's unfortunately what's going to happen.
Jock it.
Either Tiger's going to gonna have a real tough time making the cut, or he's going to crush everybody.
I would have to agree with you because when he found his wife, he started playing like shit. I think his personal life reflects in his golf life, so it's a give and take choice. He's either going to crush it and get your 10 over, or he's going to fucking bomb and suck, Ron.
And that's exactly what I said last
week.
Well played. That's what
well
I said. That last show was the same thing. It totally affects his.
But see,
his golf
he game. Got his new wife. He was fucking.
He
a lot.
Got his new wife,
and he's weak in the knees, and that don't help
sense.
An athlete.
His new
too
wife,
right?
Did he? Yeah.
Don't mind his old wife.
Did he mail order this chick or what?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know.
Fine. What's up, baby? Yeah, you know he's weak in the knees, so he played like shit.
Yeah.
I don't think it was up here. It was down in his knees.
Yeah, you're right. All
right.
Yeah.
He's gonna rise up. Rise on up.
Okay.
And he's gonna crush the field by 10 strokes.
Huh. 10 strokes. Well,
you need 12 strokes? Yes. I'm giving you 10.
The U.S. Open is not for a couple, if not a few weeks. So, we have time to either accept or deny that thong
exactly.
bet. So we'll get back
or
to that.
Modify.
We'll get back to that next week.
Hoosies!
Hoop, your jack hole of the week.
My jack hole of the week, like I said earlier in the show, is Fran Foley, former director of player pro personnel. And the reason he's a jack hole of the week is because he lied on his resume, and even when they caught him with his first lie, he didn't go back and correct the other lies that were on his resume. Because he had multiple lies, multiple,
right.
what do you call them, embellishments on his resume.
Has he ever heard of whiteout?
Exactly. Whiteout or delete or whatever.
Racist, man. Well, he got to be whiteout.
He didn't. No. The fact that he didn't correct those, and then he's like telling him that he was in or wrongfully terminated, that's bullshit. That's why he's my jack hole, but that's what I got.
I was going to say the Vikings organization because they've been out there so many times in the last couple of years. I mean, this is just another blemish on...
Been out where?
The DWIs.
In the news.
The Hall of
what
Famers.
Does that have?
They're always... The Vikings organization.
So now they need to be responsible for every one of their employees?
Isn't every company responsible
so let me ask you
for
this.
Their employees?
The Vikes have been a train
okay,
wreck
on,
and a half.
Dude, it's been a mess.
Time out. I know of an employee of Allianz that got a DWI, said employee. And so should we hold...
Ron Cornelius.
Sorry to use the name, but... Should we hold our CEO...
Doesn't he have a moniker?
Should we hold our CEO responsible for the DWI that employee got?
Every single one of them, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What
yeah.
the fuck?
I thought you were saying...
Lee Herman.
Look at the DWI.
No,
holy
man.
Christ.
I'm saying
somebody in this room. You're not naming names.
I'm saying an employee of this company got a DWI, so now you're holding the CEO responsible for that?
But I'm not a publicly watched person.
More
no.
than you
yeah.
think. More
no,
than
no,
you
no.
Think.
I am but,
a superstar.
So now you just
not,
now
like
you just let the cat
superstar.
Out of the bag.
But the point he's trying to make is they don't sell $1 billion TV contract to watch that employee in the conference room.
Yeah, who wants to watch?
No, but it is a multi-billion-dollar company.
That's fine, but it's not in the public. Every day and every night on ESPN,
look,
in the court of public opinion.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. There's 50-some employees that you got just on the football team alone, not even to mention all the administrative employees. You cannot be responsible for each one of these people's decisions when they're out on their own after the game, after
True.
Practice, whatever. You can't be held responsible
True.
For
but
that.
These are grown men.
They're grown men.
They make their own decisions.
But I will
they
say
are
this.
An employee of the Vikings
What's
organization.
Your point?
I don't know.
People
Where
make
do we
mistakes.
Go on this one?
Whose fault?
Oh,
is
the
it?
Vikings organization. I'm still,
wondering
I'm
why you think
jackhole.
They're jackholes. Why?
Just all this shit that's been going on. The drama. The
all
news.
All the shit.
Everything.
Here's one thing I will say. You can't really put your finger on any other professional sports team, period, that has had the train wreck of problems
Not recently.
In the past year.
Not recently, yeah.
As the Vikings.
But
so,
like I said.
I kind of – I got to stand
oh,
up for
wow.
Hammer here.
That's Thank incredible. You.
Awesome.
That's incredible.
I never thought that would happen.
Neither would I. Anybody
bitch.
Would.
The new uniforms are supposed to represent a
new era.
A new era of Vikings football, and they've already fucked up.
What they do?
Nice.
What they
well,
fuck
the,
up?
The,
nice.
The
so new
personnel.
New uniforms.
First,
Is that the answer? Again, new year?
They might have to change them again.
I don't just, know. Just to wipe the slate clean.
We're going back to the old ones.
Right. What's the young kid's name that threw the bat? Young. Dimitri's younger brother. What's his name?
Oh, it is. Delvin Young.
Delvin Young.
Yes.
Is he eligible for Jack Hole of the Week?
Oh, yeah. Sure. That's yours?
Well, he's mine, and here's why. It's not for throwing the bat. It's for saying that he did not intend to hit the umpire with the bat. Because to me, that is really funny. You throw a bat, you're trying to hit
someone. Exactly. Anybody that hasn't seen it yet, because somebody might not have seen it, it wasn't like mainstream news, but I guess it was Delvin Young in the minor leagues, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Triple A?
Yep.
Triple A baseball. Called what? Called striked out or what?
He got a third strike,
walking away from the batter's box, whipped the bat, and hit the freaking umpire in the head with it. Right?
Actually, I think it hit him in the chest.
Did it?
It was hard
to tell.
I don't think it hit him in the head.
Either way, that's what happened.
Yeah. But, you know, regardless of even whether it hit him or not, if it would have missed the umpire by 5 feet, he still was throwing the bat at the umpire.
Yeah,
for him to say, I wasn't trying to hit the umpire, that's pretty funny.
You're a professional athlete that's trained to control your movements.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it was intentional.
Yeah,
good call. He's a child.
Hammer, good Jackal. Mine is.
I agree with him.
No,
so that's good Jackal.
Come on, hey, I agree with your Jackal.
Fuck you.
So
I still say fuck you.
There's a lot of Jackals.
You keep it up, you're gonna be the Jackal.
I still say fuck you, Joe.
But Selig's still a Jackal.
Mine, Marcus Vick, and here's why.
Wow.
He's got all the talent in the world, and because he's Michael Vick's younger brother, he's kind of.
Pretty easy pick.
Oh,
he's putting himself above the law, and not only did he cost himself a first round pick, I mean he didn't even get drafted at all. So millions and millions were at his, in his reach,
pocket.
and he had the world by the balls. Yeah. The part that irritated me is he went on ESPN and did an interview, and he didn't accept any responsibility of the role he played. And basically, he said he'll end up being a better NFL quarterback than his brother. So you're my Jackal.
That's a big call.
That's a ballsy call from a punk kid that hasn't done shit yet.
That's a good Jackal, and I love the facts you brought up about him. But I think he was only supposed to be targeted as like a second or third round pick anyways. But he definitely that's a problem with today's athletes, man. They don't accept personal responsibility for shit.
Yeah.
Not all of them. There's still some good kids coming out of college.
You're right. Exactly. And just like the NFL or just like society, it's only a small fraction of people that are just fucking idiots.
You step up to the plate, admit it, we'll accept you.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I said the other episode where I was talking about all these people that have been indicted on steroids.
Yeah, and I agreed with
that. Mark McGuire. It's like, you know what?
There's only been one, too.
Never mind. I'm not talking. Exactly. If you're a man, if you're just a decent person, fuck, if you did something wrong, admit it. You know what? If you didn't, say you didn't. But don't get up there and say, I can't talk about it.
What?
You know, it's only human nature to defend yourself. If you're not guilty of something, you are just automatically, as a human being, going to say, I'm not guilty,
I didn't do it.
If you refuse to say anything at all, you're pretty much saying,
you're admitting
guilty.
Yeah, exactly.
The only problem with that is that's why we all trusted that bastard Rafael Palmeiro. Because
He
looked right in the face of Congress and said, I did never.
That, yeah,
exactly. Well, and that's what the justice system is for, though.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's going to lie, that's their job to figure it out.
He won't get any more contracts.
But by not saying anything at all, you're basically admitting it.
Yeah, I agree. Or paying someone off before
McGuire.
It gets to trial.
Bricklayer, hold on.
He lost all of his.
You want to know Jack Hole? Call Bud Selig.
Quit forcing it on him.
Damn.
All right.
Ron could be your Jackal.
Pump it or dump it.
We don't call each other Jackals.
Oh.
Until next week.
Only if you don't show up, then you're a Jackal.
That's right. Jerk off.
But anyway, so enough of the sidebar conversation.
So pump it or dump it. Who? The NBA Octagon?
In case you guys don't know one, which I'm sure, I don't think Hammer knows, but Kobe Bryant got into a little scuffle. Actually, it was more Rajah Bell taking him down by the fucking...
neck.
What do they call that in the NFL that did just out? They just banned it. The horse collar takedown. Rajah Bell pulled that on freaking Kobe Bryant in the game. It was awesome.
Was it at the goal line?
It should have been.
It was right in the lane.
It was right in the
lane.
Took him down like a little bitch, man. You know, and that's I love seeing Kobe go down because I hate the fucker. But
seeing his face when he went down, he's all in slow mo. It's like rewind it.
they interviewed both of them, obviously, after the game, and Kobe Bryant was saying, you know, I don't do shit like that on the court. He's like, I save it for the octagon. And they're like, what's the octagon? He's like, oh, the octagon's where they the RFC, fighting. The ultimate fighting. That's where I do my fighting. Bitch, you'd get your ass whooped in there.
See Kobe in that thing.
Kobe's not whooping a damn thing in the freaking octagon. But anyway.
Awesome.
What was the question?
Pump it or dump it.
Would you bet $100 on Kobe to win the NBA octagon?
I dump it because they're a bunch of freaking gangly bitches that can't fight, even though they all whoop the shit out of the fans in freaking Indiana. But
Detroit, you call 4-4. That's because Mexican a tough fighter.
Yeah, exactly.
The shit out of him.
Exactly. Hell yeah. That's because all I know is that if the Hoop Hammer and the Walnut were in Indiana, we had a clean house.
Yeah. What's the next one? Oh, we're still going pump it or dump it. And the octagon?
Jesus, I think I would put my money on Earl Boykin.
Please kill me!
With Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. I take him. Low center gravity.
He's a high-paid bitch.
I'm pulling Kobe Bogues back out of retirement. He's going into the octagon.
He'd still whoop him.
All right, pump it or dump it, triple crown. Hammer?
Dump it.
Don't care. Just don't give a shit.
Fuck, man. It's horses, for crying out loud.
I say pump it just because it's like, even though I don't like horse racing, I know it's a pretty it's nationally known. It's huge.
But I'm poor and I don't have any money to
throw. You're not poor. Have you seen your house? You have two cars. What the fuck are you talking about?
So I'm going to let it all ride on
what?
War Ensemble? Is that the horse that's going to win it? Fuck, I don't know. You like that, Dave? I mean, Berkler.
Anyway.
Don't fucking horse racing if I did.
Yeah, keep whispering because we can hear that.
All right.
All right. Last one. New Vikings uniforms.
Who you asking?
Dump it. I'm old school. I like the regular our uniforms the way they are. Don't ever change it. There's nothing wrong with them. The new ones look like Denver Broncos. Not me.
I say pump it, but I wish we'd done something a little different. Maybe a little more black in our jerseys. I don't know, even though that's not our color, but
purple, gold, and white, baby.
Yeah, I say pump it because you do need to change it up every once in a while. You need to keep new flavor going. Yeah.
Really?
That's what I said.
I thought they were going to have a black jersey this year.
I thought they were too, but
maybe they just haven't come out with it yet.
Yep.
Haven't seen it.
I say pump it because the Vikings have pretty much been the same for many years.
Forever.
Their colors are unique.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, I think, is the only other team with purple in their uniforms. Purple, and they're a different purple.
Yep.
But a change is always good. The uniform is ever-evolving in every sport, and change is good.
I hear you.
Bricklayer?
Pump it. Keep it.
You like it?
I like the change. Change is good.
Man.
If it sucks, you
purple pants, dude. Talking about purple pants.
Hey, man. Just wait.
Purple pants.
You'll get used to it.
They're not going to get dirty.
They play out.
That's what looked cool.
You're still wearing an afro, dude. You don't know anything about style.
Hey, man, it's cool to see the Vikes go on the road with white pants and play in an outdoor stadium, something we don't have, and get dirty. I'm old school.
White pants.
I think we should close the show with this. Purple pants to go with the purple-headed warrior.
Grab a dog, and I choke him, and I kick the shit out of him. And I, all day long, I put up a dog's ass. Just bang, bang, bang up his ass. That's my passion.
I don't give a fuck.